for a moment. It allayed my fears. Is what they're saying true? That we're killing children too. Cover me, I'm going for milk. And I wish it was a movie. Cause I get my money back. Or maybe sneak.
91.5 WMFU in Medford with the great John Pohida and his band, The Ruds, there. And how's it going, Marie? Anything you want to bring up?
Bring up.
Anyone requesting anything?
Not one. I think everyone is out and about today.
Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend. That's okay. But we're also on Facebook if you want to request there. That's what Marie's looking at. You can call me at 855-915-9636. I'm Brian Young. And we have a lot of New York on the mind because my band's playing there tomorrow night. My band, the Thigh Scrape. It's playing at Auto Shrunken Head tomorrow night. And I'll give you the street and all that later. Cal Cali gave me like the exact information on that place, but...
For what, autos?
Yeah, all you gotta know is it's in Manhattan. Look it up, really. Auto Shrunken Head.
I bet there's a whole bunch of history there.
So here's one guy we had.
I'm typing.
Here's someone we had on. I met down in New York. Great character. Luigi. Luigi Scorsia from New York City. He has many aliases, but we know him as Luigi. Luigi and the Wise Guys was his band, and they're actually on the Sad Vacation soundtrack. Danny Garcia movie. But anyways, we'll just play it. I think this movie was about... I mean, this song was about Johnny Thunders, but I'm not sure. Wasn't Sad Vacation the Sid Vicious one? It would make sense because Sad Vacation... The song Sad Vacation is a Johnny Thunders song about Sid Vicious.
So it could be about either.
But I thought he was doing a movie on Stiv Bators. Sad Vacation might be about Stiv.
Well, I know he already did Johnny Thunders.
And he might have already done... I don't know. Look up Danny Garcia. He makes a lot of great movies anyways.
I am
anyways.
Looking it up, and it is about... it is about Sid. It's about Sid and Nancy, which was already
sad
done.
Sad Vacation.
Yeah, Sad
right,
Vacation is
right.
about Sid and Nancy.
Well, I guess he's in the middle of making another one about Stiv Bators. I'm not sure what that one is. And he also made Looking for Johnny about Johnny Thunders.
Okay, I'm getting all confused, so I'm just going to quiet.
Well, this song was in Sad Vacation. That's all you got to know. And it's Luigi and the Wise Guys right here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Take it far, far, far. Nothing is- Okay, kids, this is the last one. Stay tuned for the epilogue. This one's called Pipeline. Tell you kids a story, man. This is why I'm putting out this record. It's not that there isn't 29 million live albums of me ready to sound like shit, but here's a decent one. At least I think it's decent anyway. Well, first of all, I looked at this book one day, right? And it was like fucking 65 bootlegs of Johnny Thunders. So I said, fuck, man, all these dudes making all this money. So what I did, myself, I had the idea that I would take a song from here, a song from there, off these bootleg records, and fucking bootleg the bootleggers. Ha ha ha, you assholes thought you put one over on me? I'm making more dough than you thought you could ever make. Ha 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 ha. Goodbye, Dolly. It's me, old Dolly. It's nice to have you back where you belong. Here's another one I did in Tokyo. It's called You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory.
Smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. Feels so cold and all alone. Baby, you're not at home. And when I'm home, big deal, I'm still alone. Beat my head against the pole. Try to knock some sense down in my bone. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. And even though they don't show, let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try.
Man, she's someone else. Look at that, across the street. There's a car built just for me. To own a car would be a luxury. But right now I can't afford the gas. A brand new convertible is out of my class. But that can't stop me from my thinking to myself. That car's fine looking, man. It's someone else.
A very good drinking friend of ours. Will you please welcome from the almighty Ricky Warwick.
WMFO in Medford. How am I out of breath? I just walked over from the fire escape. Oh, probably because I was smoking a cigarette. Ew. They did something really funky out there with the walk.
I was looking at that. Look like, at the cubes.
Yeah. Does that mean like that whole area is a crosswalk? It's weird.
I don't know. I like it. It's street art. I think they should paint all the roadways funky.
If you stare at it, your eyes start flipping out.
I was seeing spots.
People are going to have seizures at the lights.
Well, no, I don't think when you're driving, you can see it. But when, if you
Boston,
walk in.
Boston and college. If you have seizures when you see, like, I don't know. My eyes started flipping out.
Me too. My eyes went crazy.
My eyes was going crazy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with a pretty long block there. Well, no, it's just because I haven't refreshed this. Yeah, a couple Johnny Thunders. Starting with Luigi Scorsia. Sorry if I pronounce your name wrong. You don't want to piss him off. He's a real wise
Italian
guy. Yeah. Luigi and the Wise Guys with Johnny Ace. Johnny Thunders after that with Wipeout and You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Bootlegging from the Bootleggers. I love that because there's so many Johnny Thunders bootlegs out there. So he like took all the best ones and made an album to make money off of.
And I love like his spoken word. I was thinking, why didn't he do a spoken word album just about stuff like that? I could listen to that all day.
Hello, Dolly. Right here, Dolly. Johnny, we love you. Sex Pistols, Something Else, Dead Boys, All This and More, Stiff Little Fingers with a great, that's like, you know, there's about 20 different versions, different bands doing alternative Ulster in the system here. No one does it like the original Stiff Little Fingers, you know, and that live version. I was out there. When I'm having a cigarette, I'm not blowing off the show either. I'm out there, like, grooving to my music. I get it cranked out on the fire escape. It's a party! Come on and join us. 91.5 MFO. I'm your man.
can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
With dirt, I need a shovel, get me out of here. I ain't gonna live with this broken home. And I know your hurt hasn't been the best of years. We ain't gonna live a day apart, day apart. Sure can bring a flood of tear. I'm gonna sleep in this box of pine. I raised my fist, I told you I didn't mean it, dear. Just trying to make you went and made it clear. I'm gonna sleep in the backyard long. And the air is thick, mixing with my tears. In a few more hours, I'll be long, long gone.
WMFO in Medford with 61 Ghosts there. If Tears Were Dirt. Love that song. from their album To the Edge. They're playing with my band tomorrow night at Auto Shrunken Head in New York City. Psyched about that. And we started that block off with I'm Your Man, Richard Hell from Time. Richard Hell and the Voidoids after that with Blank Generation. And as I said, 61 Ghosts last there. Got a couple requests here. Get something. Schmel Herbehind wants to hear the Yardbirds. We'll get the Yardbirds in there. And Cal wanted to hear some Rocky Erickson. I don't know, you know, I got to get some Rocky Erickson in the system. I'm sure we have him on vinyl. I don't even know where Marie is right now. Maybe we can find him on vinyl, but I'm not sure. I'll definitely play some 13th Floor Elevators featuring Rocky. He wanted to hear what's this? The Thing with the Bird Brain? No, The Thing with the Atom Brain. I have a song by that title by Jad Fair. Let's see what it sounds like. On MFO.
Thank you.
MFO, you're on the air. Hello? Heidi?
She's shy.
I figured that would happen.
I don't think you have her on.
Oh, I don't? Heidi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
There you go.
I didn't have all the buttons pressed. I had one button pressed.
Oh, okay.
It's been a slow day, Heidi. How are you doing?
It's been a weird day.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's going by slow today for me.
Yeah. What are you up to? Hey, turn your radio down a bit, okay?
I can't because I have a dial problem, so I'll just shut it off.
All right. I'll just try.
I'll shut it off.
I'll try not to freak out. Oh, you shut it off.
Don't
it should
take
be fine.
Your clothes off because I won't know.
Oh, my goodness. How did we get there so quick?
Yeah.
Heidi.
I won't know because I can't hear the radio anymore.
Heidi, you might be my longest listener, right? You were listening to me probably before I was even here at MFO over at ZLX, right?
Yeah.
She used to call me. Heidi would sometimes talk to me for an hour. I just you know, I'd leave her going.
And then go downstairs and get candy, those, chewy things, and he'd I candy.
I just leave you rambling on in the background sometimes.
Then you play "I Want a Magic Carpet Ride" for me.
I play you whatever you want. I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to go by a log. Maybe that's why I'm not there anymore.
No, that's not why.
That's not why. It's right.
Tell me something. Can you play "I Heard It Through the Grapevine" by Grand Funk Railroad?
By Grand Funk.
Yeah.
It might be a bit long. Let me see how long that is.
Yeah.
That's a long one, isn't it? I mean, I know Creedence does a wicked long one. That's like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't beat Grand Funk, though. Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. You sure? I don't even know. Do I know their version? Can Grand Funk Railroad do that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people did it.
Yeah.
I'll just type in Grand Funk Heard. We don't have it in the system, Heidi. How about I do Marvin Gaye does a 3-minute one. How's that?
I know that one, but I don't want it.
You don't want it.
I never liked it by him.
Who do you like it by? You want his Bob Marley?
Yeah, put somebody Bob Marley on.
Anything. All right, let's look. Let's think about it.
He's got the same funk inside him, like Grand Funk, right?
Oh, we love Bob Marley, man.
Yeah. Hey, Marie.
Hi, Heidi.
It was nice of you to say I was shy.
Are you shy, though? Really?
I am deep down inside. You can tell?
Hey, you know
I
what?
Can tell.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play some Bob Marley, and just because I mentioned, and I might have some freak listener going, he's not going to play that Marvin Gaye song.
I don't want it.
It's only you don't want it, but there might be someone else who does. It's only 3 minutes. I'll play it after Bob Marley, all right?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do Concrete Jungle first. And then we'll do... Concrete Jungle. That's like the city.
We're all in a jungle.
Yeah, well, that means...
Concrete
like,
or not.
No, concrete. Like, you know...
I'm only kidding. I said concrete.
Oh. Well, I'm just...
That's Heidi's joke.
I know. You move too fast for me, Heidi.
I know. That's what they tell me. I'm always ahead of myself.
It's good to hear from you anyway.
You too, love. Bye, Marie.
It's nice to hear you ask for something other than Paul McCartney.
Yeah. You played another version of him the last time. It was another version of Let Me Roll With You.
Well, maybe... Oh, yeah. Well, maybe,
shot a virgin.
Maybe I'll give you something else just because you're being a nice...
Shot a virgin, did you hear me?
That was another great one, another Heidi one. I'm writing it down. Do you still write the transcripts?
No, I said that a long time ago.
Heidi used to write down every word I said, and she like...
I didn't, I mailed them one too.
She'd like tell me stuff I said 3 months ago. I'm like, huh?
You should have kept it because you don't know what you're saying.
Do you still have any of those notes?
Thank you, Heidi.
Do you still have any of those notes, Heidi? The Journey Free transcripts?
Yeah, I threw it all out. I said, he's not my man.
Oh!
You can have him, Heidi.
What a perfect segue to I'm Your Man, but we already played it. All right, we'll play some Bob Marley. Yeah, I played it earlier. You'll have to listen to the... Well, Richard Hell does that version.
I haven't heard it. Play it next week, too.
I will. It's a beautiful song. I'll play something else. Well, okay. here's Concrete Jungle right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks, Heidi.
It's that easy.
Okay. Great hearing from you.
Okay, bye.
You can call, too, 855-915-9636. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Bye, Heidi.
Bye.